Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis 16b. We are on the very bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara now goes on to a bit of a side tangent about the whole story of Yosef and his brothers and analyzes some of the psukim over there. So says the Gemara, L'chulam nasan li'ish chalifos smalos ulevin yamin nasan chamesh chalifos. The reason why we get into this is because Mordechai is from Sheva bin Yamin. So we see this foreshadowed somewhat in the story of Yosef and Binyamin when they reunite. So the pasuk says that to each of the siblings, Yosef gave them a change of clothing, but to Binyamin he gave five changes of clothing. Efshar, Davarshin, Itzar, Bo Oso, Tzadik. Is it possible that something that caused Yosef so much suffering, Yikashaba, that he himself made a mistake over? Yosef suffered so greatly because his father showed some favoritism to him and gave him this Kisonis Pasim as opposed to the other brothers. Now he's going to make the same mistake and give Binyamin more than the other brothers. Damarav, Bar Mechas, Yamarav, Chamabar, Goryamarav, Bishvil, Mishkal, Shnei Salam, Melas. Because of a woolen garment that was the weight of two selahs, Shehosef Yaakov leYosef misharach, that Yosef was given by his father rather than the other brothers getting it. Nisgalgal hadavar v'yardu osav oseinu Mitzrayim. This started the whole situation down to Mitzrayim because they were jealous. They sold him, and one thing led to another, and this is why all of this started. Amar Binyamin bar Yefes. So how could Yosef possibly make the same mistake? So Binyamin bar Yefes explains Remez Ramazlo, that Yosef was really hinting something to Binyamin by giving him these five changes of clothing. Shasid bein latzeis mimeno, that in the future you're going to have a offspring named Mordechai. Sheyetei milofnei hamelech chamisha levushei malchus, who would go forth before the king in five royal garments. Shenemar Mordechai yatzev. So the reason why this answers the question, many of the Mefarshim explain, is because all of these garments together, all five of them, weren't as valuable as the one garment that was given to all the rest of the brothers. That's why it wasn't a problem, but he just made sure to give them five to go and hint to this future thing about Mordechai. Good. Now the Gemara continues with another puzzle, that he fell upon his brother Binyamin's neck and he cried. How many necks did Binyamin have? When they reunited, he fell on his necks. What does this mean, multiple necks? I'm Rabbi Lazar, Bachal Shnei Mikdashin, that Yosef was crying over the two Beis HaMikdash, they were going to be built in Binyamin's territory in Eretz Yisrael, and they were going to be destroyed. Binyamin bachal tavarav, and Binyamin was crying on Yosef's neck. Bachal mishkan shilo, he was crying over mishkan shilo. She'asid liyoso bechelko shel Yosef asid lecharev, because it was going to be in Yosef's territory, and that was also going to be destroyed. Good. More on this story of Yosef and his brothers. Vinei nechem roos, vinei achi Binyamin. Behold, your eyes see as do the eyes of my brother Binyamin. Amar belazar, amar lahem. Yosef told his brothers, chem she'in b'libi ab Binyamin achi shelo haya b'mechirasi. Just as I have no resentment towards Binyamin, because he wasn't even involved in my sale at all, kach ein b'libi aleichem. So too, I don't hold any grudge against you guys. Kipi hamadaber aleichem. Pasuk says that as my mouth that is speaking to you, kipi. Yosef told his brothers, as my mouth speaks, kein libi, so too my heart feels. I really have no resentment towards you guys. Don't worry, this was all from divine intervention. This was all God's plan. Don't worry, I'm not going to fight back. So then the pasuk says that Yosef sent back gifts for his father. He sent back from the best of the land, and he sent these 10 donkeys with the best of Mitzrayim. My mitov Mitzrayim, what does this mean? He sent him aged wine, that people really like. Then the pasuk can go on. That his brothers also went and flung themselves before him. So this is talking about after Yaakov died, because they were afraid that, oh my gosh, now that Yaakov is dead, now Yosef's going to go and take out his anger on us. So comes the pasuk and says that they all went before Yosef at this time. Lay. This is what people say when the fox has his hour, bow to him. Meaning, even though the fox is not as strong as the lion, when the fox is in the successful state, the lion should even go and bow to the fox to honor the success that they're having currently. So, ask the Gemara, this is a good mashal for this. Ta'ala, my betziruse me'achave. What does this mean that Yosef would be the fox in relation to his brothers if the brothers just bowed down to him and gave in to Yosef in this time? Yosef was the best. Yosef, why was Yosef any worse than the rest of his brothers? So, what's this referring to with this whole fox thing? Really, what this phrase is going on is when it says that Yaakov Avinu went and he bowed to Yosef. Amar Binyam Bar Yefes, Amar Belazar, Tala Beidnei Sigidle. That really, Yaakov Avinu was the best. He was better than Yosef. He was his father. And in this time, when Yosef was the king and when he was extra successful in Mitzrayim, even he bowed down. This is what it means, that the fox should get the bowings of everyone when it's having its hour, when it's in a successful state. The fox should be the one who's bowed down too. Good. When Yosef saw that his brothers were still afraid, he still tried to reassure them. And he comforted them and he spoke to their hearts. What does this mean? It means that he spoke to them in a way that they were going to be able to be reassured that he actually wasn't going to do anything to them. Because he said, if 10 candles couldn't extinguish one, you guys tried to get rid of me. All 10 of you tried to get rid of me and it didn't work. So you think I can now get rid of all 10 of you? That's not going to work. Fine, the end of the discussion of Yosef Binyamin and that whole story. Now we get back to learning the Megillah. The pasuk says, "La'ihudim ha'isor v'simchav v'sasom v'kar," that the Jews had light, gladness, and joy and honor when the Jews were winning the war. All things were going great, and this is what the pasuk tells us. So, what's this referring to? So, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Ora Zu Torah. When it says light, it's referring to Torah. V'cheinu omer kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Simcha, when it says simcha, zeh yom tov. It means that we got our yomim tovim back. V'cheinu omer v'samachtu b'chagecha. Sason zu mila. When it says sason, it means mila. V'cheinu omer sasa nochi yaum rasecha. V'yikar elu tfilin. This is referring to tfilin. The way that we scare our enemies is through tefillin shebarosh. When they see that we are serving God in a very intense and real way, that's when they get scared. Now the Megillah goes and lists the 10 sons of Haman who were all killed. So all of the list of the 10 sons of Haman. So the 10 sons of Haman and the word Aseres, they need to all be said in one breath. My time. Why? Because they all died at the exact same moment, so we do it all in the same breath. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vav Devaisa, so the Vav in the word Vaisasa, Tzarech Lemimse Bzikife, must be elongated in the writing, Kimoradia Deliveros, like a pole that's used by a boatman on the rivers. My time. Why? Because Kul Bechad Zikifu is Dakifu, because all of them were hanged on one pole, one above the other, so that's why it needs to have this long vav to go and represent this. Another halacha regarding the Megillah. Amar Bichanina Bar Papa Darash Reb Shega Ishkvar Tamrata Kol Ashiros Kulo Nechtavo. So all the songs of praise that are written in Tanakh, all of the Shiros, are Riach Agabe Levena. They're all like a half brick above a whole brick. If you look at how they're written, they're written like Az Yashir, where there's words on both sides, and then on top of those words, there's a little more writing, and it looks like a very sturdy structure. However, Chutz Mishira Zum Al Chiknan, except for the Shira over here of listing the 10 sons of Haman, where it says V'yes, and then all of the names are on one side, and where in Sefer Yoshua, it lists all the kings of Canaan that we had to kill to go and get the land. So there, it's also all on one other place. Shariach agabe, ariachu levena, agabe levena. Where those are written in the form of half brick above a half brick and a whole brick above a whole brick. Basically, they are not so secure. My timer. So what's the reason why these two exceptions are written like this? Shalote tekuma lema paltan. To indicate symbolically that there should never be a recovery from their downfall, that they should never be able to come back up. Good. Now the Gemara continues with the story. So the king said to Queen Esther, Achashverosh said to Queen Esther, in Shushan, the capital of the Jews, have slain, meaning that the Jews are winning the war. Because Achashverosh was initially planning to go and berate the Jews and say, oh, this is disproportionate fighting back. It's bad. How could he do it? But a Malach came and slapped him, and then he was positive towards the Jews. So now the pasuk continues and says, when Haman had put us in bad danger, the pasuk says, and when Esther appeared before the king, he said with a letter that the wicked scheme that Haman was devising against the Jewish people should go and recoil on him. So Amar, why does the pasuk say Amar that he said Amra Mibayla? It should have said Amra. She said, since it was Esther who went to Achashverosh and told him to get rid of this decree of Haman, Amar Yochanan, Amra lo yeamar bape masha kasuf basefer. The Megillah should be recited from what was written in this scroll, meaning basically what Esther was hinting to at this time, what the Megillah is saying, is that the Megillah should be read every single year, meaning we should make sure to recount and tell over the whole Purim story every single year by reading the Megillah. Now continues the Megillah that there were certain letters that went out to all of the Jews. Divrei Shalom, the MS, words of peace and truth. What truth? What does this mean? Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amrei Lam, Rabbi Yasi, Milamit Yitricha, Sirtut. This teaches us that the Megillah needs Sirtut, Kamita Shel Torah, because just like a Torah needs to have these etched lines on the parchment, so too, this is what needs to happen on the Megillah, because it's going to be like an actual Torah, which is the ultimate MS. Maimar Esther Kiim, Esther's words validated these regulations for Purim. Maimar Esther in Divrei Hatzomos Lo. So are you telling me that Esther's words alone contributed to the miracle, but the fasts and the davening did not? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, divrei ha-tzomos u'maimar Esther, ki emes divrei ha-purim ha-ila. No, it was both. It was a combination of the factors of Esther's, obviously, hishtadlus, but ultimately, it was our fasting and davening that Hashem was able to grant us this Yeshua. Ki Mordechai ha-Yehudi mishna la-melech ha-chashverosh v'gadol ha-Yehudim v'ratui l'rovechav. So then the Megillah is ending, and it tells us that Mordechai was successful, and he was a great man among the Jews, and popular among most of the Jewish people. Was he only popular amongst some of them, but not every one? He should have been a celebrity. This teaches us that some of the people of the Sanhedrin were not so happy with him, because Amar of Yosef, they said he was slacking in his Talmud Torah because he was so busy with this other stuff to me. He lost a spot in the Sanhedrin. Someone jumped over him because he wasn't able to be learning as much. How do we know this? Yeshua, Nehemiah, Shraya, Reilalia, Mordechai, Bilshan. But then, Uvasov, Ksev, Haboim, Mimzrubavel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramya, Nachamani, Mordechai, Bilshan, that he lost a spot in his standing of the Sanhedrin. Amar Rav. Now we talk about the importance of Talmud Torah. Vitei Rav Shmuel Bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosem Binyam Mesa Mikdash. Talmud Torah is even more important than Binyam Mesa Mikdash. Shkoz Man Shebaruch Ben Neria Kayim, because as long as Baruch Ben Neria, who was Ezra's Rebbe, was alive, Lo Inichu Ezra Vallah, he didn't go and try to bring back for the second Beis HaMikdash, because Talmud Torah is more important in this situation. This is Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.